At 11:15 a.m., this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Josh Unger. It's 13 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, thick smoke billowing from the top of a downtown condo is a frightening sight, regardless of the cause. Around dinner time last night, a 31-story condo just south of the CN Tower was partially evacuated after a serious rooftop blaze. Despite the intensity of the fire, nobody was seriously injured, although two elderly residents were taken to the hospital for smoke inhalation. Firefighters were able to get control of the blaze at the Queens Quay condo within about half an hour. Initial estimates peg the damage in the hundreds of thousands. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. As if being accused of murder and sexual assault wasn't enough, Colonel Russell Williams was also charged with 82 counts of break and enter yesterday. In court, police described Williams as a sexual predator who carefully stalked his victims and repeatedly broke into their homes. Williams allegedly broke into one home 9 times over a 2-year period and was even charged for break and enters on New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day. While awaiting trial for his 2 murder and 2 sexual assault charges, Williams has attempted suicide and has been on a hunger strike. On request of his lawyer, his trial has been pushed back in light of the new allegations. A grade 10 student is in critical condition at Sunnybrook this morning after suffering head injuries during a high school rugby game yesterday. The student at Marshall McLuhan High School, who is known only as Wesley at this point, was likely injured by a collision with another player. When paramedics arrived at the scene, the boy was showing no vital signs, although they were able to revive him on the way to the hospital. The game was being played at Pope John Paul II High School in Scarborough. Researchers say the combination of smoking, drinking too much, inactivity, and poor diet can age you by up to 12 years. Diane Kepley of the Associated Press reports a change of lifestyle may help you live longer and look younger.
British researchers found that people who eat healthy foods, exercise, stop smoking, and stay away from alcohol can avoid looking older than they really are. They say modest changes in lifestyle can make a big difference.
The findings are based on a study of nearly 5,000 British adults who were tracked for 20 years. Turning now to sports. The San Jose Sharks had over 4 days to rest since their first-round playoff victory, and it definitely showed. After jumping out to an early 3-0 lead, the Sharks managed to hang on to beat the Detroit Red Wings 4-3 in the first game of the Western Conference semifinals. The Toronto Blue Jays snapped a 5-game losing streak last night behind 3 home runs by catcher John Buck. A solid performance over 6 innings by pitcher Ricky Romero helped the Jays beat the Oakland Athletics 6-3. The Jays continue at home against Oakland tonight. Two NBA teams moved on to the semifinals last night as both the Phoenix Suns and San Antonio Spurs won their first-round playoff series in 6 games. The Suns shot down the Portland Trail Blazers on their home court with an impressive 99-90 victory, led by guard Jason Richardson with 28 points. The Spurs defended their home court and completed the upset, taking down the number 2-seeded Dallas Mavericks. And in entertainment, while twists should be nothing new to Hollywood drama, this one was a shocker. Just after filing for divorce from Jesse James, Sandra Bullock has revealed that she and James had been in the process of adopting a baby. In light of the recent scandal and James cheating on her, Bullock told People magazine that she is planning to raise the daughter as a single mother. Bullock was planning on revealing the adoption news shortly after the Oscar awards, but after getting news of James's infidelity, it pushed her back her announcement. The baby has been named Louie after hearing the song What a Wonderful World. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Josh Unger. Have a good day.